Richard Songa, a resident of Kamituga in eastern Congo, DRC, was among many affected by a recent mpox outbreak in the region. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. He believes timely treatment at the local health clinic saved his life. Doctors at the Kamituga clinic faced immense pressure during the outbreak, often operating at full capacity. However, like many areas in eastern Congo, the clinic lacks laboratory testing, relying on physical examinations and visible symptoms to diagnose cases. Mpox's impact in Africa. The outbreak in Kamituga is part of a larger mpox crisis in Africa. According to Africa's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 59,000 mpox cases and 1,164 deaths have been reported across 20 African countries this year. Most cases have occurred in Burundi, Uganda, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. The World Health Organization, WHO, recommends laboratory testing for all suspected cases to better track and contain the virus. However, testing shortages persist, as most of Congo's 26 provinces lack the necessary laboratory infrastructure. This has made it difficult to map the virus's spread, a key factor in effective containment. A first for Africa, locally manufactured mpox tests. In response to the testing crisis, a Moroccan biotech company, Moldiag, has started producing affordable mpox tests tailored for the African market. The startup began developing the tests after the WHO declared mpox a global emergency in August. Moldiag's founder and chief scientific officer, Abdelhadim Moumam, emphasized the importance of affordability and accessibility. For mpox, the WHO recommends something like $5 per test, and we are offering ours for less than that. Our mission is to provide cost-efficient solutions for Africa. In November, Africa CDC approved Moldiag's tests for distribution, and the company has started fulfilling orders from countries near the outbreak's epicenter, including the DRC, Burundi, and Uganda. Moldiag's manufacturing base in Morocco allows for quicker response times and reduces Africa's reliance on imported medical supplies. The company has also previously produced millions of COVID-19 tests for use in Morocco and other African nations. Challenges in testing and containment. Mpox testing remains critical because its symptoms often resemble those of other diseases like chickenpox and measles. Accurate testing enables health authorities to trace contacts and identify those who may have been exposed. In affected regions like South Kivu province in eastern Congo, health workers rely on swabbing visible rashes and sending genetic samples to labs for processing. However, the lack of accessible labs and reliance on observational diagnoses hampers efforts to track and control the virus effectively. Global and regional support efforts. The WHO has approved 3 mpox tests from American and Swiss manufacturers and is evaluating others, including one from Moldiag. Meanwhile, Africa CDC has sourced tests from various global suppliers, but the majority require laboratory processing, further straining already limited resources in countries like Congo. Looking ahead. The mpox outbreak underscores the need for greater investment in Africa's healthcare infrastructure and self-sufficiency in medical supplies. Moldiag's efforts represent a promising step toward addressing these challenges, with the potential to enhance Africa's capacity to respond to future health crises. As demand for testing grows, particularly in outbreak hotspots, health experts stress the importance of scaling up local production and ensuring equitable distribution. For regions like eastern Congo, where resources remain scarce, innovative solutions like Moldiag's tests could prove vital in saving lives and containing the spread of mpox. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.